This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
Oh, it's a Foxy remix.
That's right. Your brain is like, what just happened, man?
God, it fits. It's perfect.
Feel the groove, baby. Here we go now.
2, 3, 4.
I forget after that.
God. I wasn't expecting Foxy on there.
Isn't that pretty? I like the beat of it, Matthew.
That's fun.
Oh, I got another one headed your way later.
That I can't wait.
I want you to forget, actually, because then it'll sneak up on you again. You'll start toe-tapping to one thing.
Dance?
But then it's going to come like a freight train out of nowhere. You'll be like, oh, my God. This is what I thought it was. No, it's not.
I did bring some boogie shoes, though, speaking of this.
Gross.
Guy.
I hope it's going to be Sylvester.
Gosh. Them aren't boogie. Them are streetwalker shoes.
Did you ever notice how quick that leg goes up and just kind of stays?
You could tell. Like, you had dreams of being a Rockette, didn't you? I mean, the way that or a porn star, the way them legs just went up in the air. It's incredible. I don't know how you kept your posture throwing both legs up like that.
Hey, I tried. I would have been a Rockette.
Those things look like they were handmade, too. It's like a cobbler made them.
Wooden.
If you keep throwing that leg, I think I'm going to get a Rockette. You know what I'm saying?
You better. Oh, man. So if you walked on fire, would your shoes catch on fire if they're made out of
wood?
Yes,
they would.
That's crazy.
I don't want to hear you complain about it if they do. Don't get mad.
Well, hopefully they both burn and not one, because I'd have to work one.
You'd have a limp then, wouldn't you? Because those things have like 6-inch heels on them. Don't ask me how I
want to be a tall woman today. So I was.
That's got to be a mental thing with women, is that like, I know this for, okay, in my bathroom, I'm trying to be progressive here. In my my main bathroom.
Oh, okay.
Nothing to do with a golf tournament.
I have a half bath.
So is that like a short tub?
That's
like you can't put much water in there?
No bathtub. It's just a toilet room.
Oh. So why didn't you call it just a half toilet?
I don't know.
And calling it a bath is silly.
Semantics.
Well, it's like a
it's when you go to your closing, you can call it whatever you want.
Oh.
Well, it's like the whole thing about, you know, mud rooms. Again, I mean, I have one at the farm, but it's out of necessity. But there's more in there than just muddy shoes.
Yeah.
Various bins and things.
Probably toys for the horses to chew on and whatnot.
Beer for the horses, actually.
Oh,
whiskey
nice.
For the men.
Yep.
Some sugar.
Toys for the horses. Yeah.
Some sugar.
Got the biggest strap-on you ever did see.
Hell yeah.
Oh, wow. Huh?
Was toys for the horses.
I don't think you were that far advanced into your horse farming.
No.
Where you have the little gimmick where you have to, you know.
No, don't have that.
You have to work the horse.
The only gimmick we had was have is the one that you and it sounds. I got to think of a better, softer way to say it, but it's basically these. It's not even clamps. It's braces for the back of the cow's legs so they can't kick the crap out of you while you're milking them.
Called boots.
They're not boots.
Yeah, well, that
and they work
sense.
On coats. You put their legs in your boots.
You wouldn't want somebody hanging on to your you know whats while you're standing. You know.
I don't have any you know whats like that.
Yeah,
that you can't milk me, Clark.
But this thing where they you know have to get,
Greg,
have to produce the horse's you know sample is like
the ignition.
Yeah, you have to hold up under your arm, and I guess you facilitate the horse with it. Like, you would have to do most of the work. He's just going to stand there.
Well, I mean, he can't do any of the work, technically, because he's always wearing shoes.
So, I imagine it's like...
He can't take his shoes. Like, his dogs are always barking.
Oh, they really are.
The horse's dogs are always barking.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, it's like carrying a fire hose. You're going to have to put it up here and just kind of shake it a
and
little.
You can't get a cramp and say, well, I'll come back after dinner. That horse is going to super kick you.
Oh, do you know when you're holding up a hose?
I've never done it, though.
You know, like when you turn the hose on as a kid and you feel the water run through the hose? Is that what it's like when you got it up here?
Oh, no. I don't know.
Horse is ready.
I mean, is that, you know, maybe not fair to ask.
Yeah. Are you aware of the execution that's going to happen in the state?
It's almost like if you're on a beach and you saw a rogue wave from a distance. Uh-huh. Like, are you going to sit there and just watch it like they do in the movies?
I'm not going to get in it.
But you're going to run. You know you're not going to beat it. But these movies where it's like the big waves come up and people are just sitting there either like, duh, looking at it, or they're just embracing
like an alien movie.
We're going to take this.
We're waiting for the alien invasion to kill us.
Like, yeah, Independence Day. The old man and his daughter, they're sitting there clutching each other, staring at the wave. I'm like, bull crap.
Move, dummy.
In real life, move. You're running. You're taking names in vain.
Yes.
You're screaming the F and S word over and over again.
I'm
you don't
seeking
know why.
Shelter wherever I can.
But get from this... 150
foot tall
wave.
Yeah, I'm not going to stand there and wait for it to kill me.
Nobody going to outrun it, but you're going to try. You ain't going to just go stare at it like,
ain't nobody going to outrun me, baby.
Yeah. That's like if someone's in the house, you hear a sound, you're running right towards it. No, I'm running away. Running out the back door, not towards the front.
Yeah. If the call is coming from within the house, I'm getting out the house.
Yes, you are.
I'm not going from room to room trying out where that call came from.
Don't go.
It's Scream Mask
don't
upstairs.
Don't go towards the light, Carol Ann.
That was a different movie page.
Really, you got to find out where it's coming from. You got to clear the house, damn it. The cops are going to.
You did, gosh, man. Oh, man, oh, man.
So the dude that's going to die tomorrow night, like he knows.
Yeah, I know. I was looking at that
where
earlier.
Where did we go? Like,
well, you said we were talking about the calls coming from within the house. And that kind of, just like everything, always goes back to Kevin Bacon or murder.
Uh-huh.
I know the guy's a murderer. It's just odd that, you know, when you know when you're going to die, when do you kind of submit to, okay, this is real?
I couldn't imagine what that would feel like, though.
It's going to be the first firing squad death in the state. It's going to be the first one nationally in 15 years.
It'd be hard to decide what my last meal would be.
Well, see, that's the thing. Like, when does that get going? Plus, he didn't really get to decide a method of death.
He didn't?
He did. I thought that's what he preferred.
Well,
I didn't. I think it's ridiculous that someone that we've sentenced to death, we give them an option.
And I think we were talking about what it
even
should.
For a last meal, I think that's, it's sweet. It's a nice thought, but it's still like stupid.
Yeah. Who cares?
Like feed them, like make them not eat on their last day. Because I'm going to tell you, the whole thought of what's your last meal going to be? I'm going to be so nauseous and sick that I'm not going to be able to eat anything. I'm going to be pooing and peeing everywhere.
I want to.
Right.
So what they were saying that, you know, you have to, the state says you have to choose an available method and injection was not available at the time because of the, I think it's pentobarbital that
they
couldn't
get.
They
were out of it, yeah.
Yeah. And then, you know, the people that make it don't
want some Pepto-Bismol. Will that do anything for you?
What happened to the gas? They used to do the gas chamber, and then that was inhumane.
They did it here? I don't know if they did
it here. The fact that it's called inhumane is like, and I know, I know the thing about don't do as others do and all that stuff, but I still like, you know, eye for an eye. I mean, it was a great movie as well. Yeah. But also a good...
Thou shall not.
And the company...
It's a deterrent.
That makes
you want to die the same way you killed somebody? Let's do that.
Well, you know what? I mean, it's like a recent episode of In the Heat of the Night that I watched. And it was like, you know what? Bubba was like, we're having too many drunk drivers around here.
Now, hang on now. He wasn't, you know, special.
But it did sound a little gumpy, didn't it? He was running, drunk driving. But he's like, you know, we got to just quit giving these people a slap on the wrist kind of thing, or giving them a fine. Like, we need to make them serve time. They're going to kill somebody out here.
Or decapitate them or hang them.
They're going to do like James Mansfield.
So, you know, the people that make the pento barbitol or whatever are afraid of the lawsuits and the liabilities. That they kind of don't make it as much for lethal injections. So that was off the table. And they were saying that, you know, the chair is the default method, but he didn't want to get cooked. So, sorry.
Yeah, you don't get a choice. Let the family members come in there with ball bats like he did. What he did.
Well, that's the other thing, too, is they're saying the firing squad is a very violent thing to watch.
Don't look.
For the family or whoever that's going to see it.
I wouldn't want to see it. If I'm on the other end of something like that, I don't.
And just think of the people that you're forcing to shoot somebody.
Well, from what I gather,
you could form a line from here to Malden of people who would volunteer.
Yeah.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah, very. Yes.
That would be an odd
position. Well, you know what? I think, you know what? That's a good point, Paige. I think the line would grow, but then maybe
the reality of
people would start dropping out of the line and say, man, I can't do this.
I don't want to kill a man.
I got three jobs.
Especially if you're, because only one person has live rounds, right?
Does the person know that he did it?
No one knows.
I see. That's what I thought. Nobody knows.
And also, if
you're just given a bullet,
don't hit him in the right spot. You gotta, that's where we're like, and still though, I say, so if it's not humane, if they're murdered, like you beat people to death with a ball bat, older people. And why? Because their daughter, your girlfriend, wife, fiance, whatever it was, decided she didn't want to be with you anymore. And you're like, well, if I can't have her, no one can have her. What is that dumb mentality? Like, so you gonna take her? You gonna kidnap her? Is that fun?
No, that's like, mental illness.
I want to sit here and pressure someone under the guard of their own life, and I'm gonna kill their parents. But they're gonna be with me.
And what are we learning from all this? That it's tragic.
And then the six people or ever how many it is that go to shoot him. Again, a lot of them gonna want to do it.
I found that out, by the way.
What?
So. They're going to put a hood on his head, a target around his heart.
They should sell sponsorships of the hood on his head.
It says that three state corrections department volunteers with rifles will be about 15 feet away, and they will all have live ammunition. They will fire from an opening in a wall that witnesses cannot see into.
I completely spoke out of ignorance then, because I really thought it was only one live round.
Can you see this? How this picture's made up? He's got
10 years ago, I could.
He's got the hood, so he can't see. But there's a huge wall that the shooters can't see him, but they can see the target. So there's like a little eye hole up here, and there's only three guns.
I'm basing this off movies.
That mentally to know that I killed a person, though.
This is a .308 caliber. It says Winchester 110 grain. I don't know and that's the bullet. It looks pretty big. But they're saying this is very violent, you know, bone-crushing blood.
Yeah.
You know, like, even you can choke on blood.
Even though my dad was a gunnery sergeant, and, you know, he said if you... You hold brandish a weapon, you better be prepared to do it, you know.
Did he ever ask people about crap stacking that tall? Sorry, I was going to do a stupid movie reference.
Oh, yeah. He said all that stuff. You want to cry? I'll give you a reason to cry, little girl.
See.
Oh, that sounds kind of hard.
That sounds, no, it doesn't. It sounds the complete opposite of that. Just take the little girl part out.
Yep. So, I mean, this has got to be better than the electric chair, which I cannot find out how long the chair takes to, you know, kill somebody. But they said essentially it's like cooking you because your eyes pop out and skin melts.
Okay. Now, apparently...
Is that the electric chair?
What you're reading is... Yeah. And here's the weird thing. This is the weird thing about the United States to me, still to this day, is like how that state by state, like... How is it I'm not trying to make a mess out of this, but like, how is it united as a country, but yet we all have different rules by state? So, like, this doesn't say what state this is in, but this says right here, screw it. I can't tell you the state, or I could. Utah. Utah is with us, South Carolina, the state we're in now, Mississippi, Oklahoma, and Idaho. But Utah, there's only one live round. Everyone else is left with not knowing if they did it. And then
that's probably better.
Also, they have to go for the heart. If any, I don't know if they will be like arrested or anything, but you can't not shoot near the heart. You have to go for the heart.
I think if they can do it.
But with this saying volunteers, I assume they're cool with, you know, hey, you're probably going to get the kill shot.
You could bring your own gun, probably.
Snipers.
They don't care.
Can we get one of these electric chairs for Mike Pence, please?
No.
Oh, Trump. Come on.
Gosh.
Wow, I mean, that's kind of nice.
It's his right to say. It's his right to say.
He's still got heat with Pence.
Well.
What is that?
Trump's got a mic in the Oval Office. I mean, he's got all kinds of stuff.
It's one of the things that he asked to that and the downtown Greenville now. It's the Trumpy Reaver Bridge.
You know, Trump wants to, he wants to control his narrative, right? So he asked for a live mic.
Yeah.
So he can chime in.
I love it.
I'm glad that the premier or whatever they call it in Greenland finally started saying, all right, look, for real, don't invade us.
Please don't.
Don't take the country. We like it here, man.
Yeah.
The Vikings for years made this funny little thing about Greenland, Iceland, you know? That whole thing.
It's pretty there, all right. I imagine.
Well, they also thought that there was big goats of beer serving them in heaven when they got there, too.
Beer.
Valhalla, I think they called it.
Oh.
Valhalla.
Like, there was beer flowing from a golden goat's udders in heaven for Vikings. That's what they believe.
Oh, a goat with a nice rack.
Not like Adrian Peterson and Fran Tarkenton, but I mean like Nords and stuff.
Nords.
Not Minnesota Vikings. All right, we're going to go to break. Kiss my ass. Good morning, everybody.
You're waking up with the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
Oh, yeah, the Rise Guys in the morning, man. They are hilarious.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and 3-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It seems you're burning hot. You keep threatening to unfriend me. You've been Facebook fussing, throwing shade and dissing too. You've been Facebook fussing, mad emojis look like you.
What you are about to hear is real. Real Facebook arguments. Many of them screenshot and sent in by you, the P1s, although anonymously, of course, to the RiseGuys at AOL.com. As always, I'll remind you, names have been changed to protect the innocent, the guilty.
And stupid.
This is Facebook fussing. Hello to everyone in the live chat.
Hi.
Hi.
It was Coach Johnson.
YouTube at the Rise Guys, and then facebook.com/RiseGuys.
Coach Johnson.
There's got to be some kind of you and me and your Johnson. There's got to be some kind of... I don't want to just say comment below, but do. But don't just put menial dumb stuff.
No, just, you know, contribute, I guess.
This algorithm just don't like us. It doesn't. Really? It feeds in weird. Nevertheless.
I'm trying to bury us, algorithm.
Let's get to what you came here for. Here's some funny Facebook arguing. Scene number one. Playing the role of Gertie will be Matt Mann. Playing the role of Annette Estetes will be Paige. And playing the role of Shuki Dutes will be Fat Boy. And action.
Well, I told y'all I would update you on this. It's Saturday, and I just got gas for the first time in 2 weeks.
Info too much?
Gertie, did you eat something spicy?
What? Mind blown emoji.
Mind blown emoji. Question mark? Question mark? You the one on here talking about fighting.
Yes, I thought the same thing. Peach emoji, blowing air emoji.
Oh, guys, good lord above. Get your mind out of the gutter, Dookie Shoots.
Aye. What am I, Chip Liver?
Oh, hi, Annette Estetes.
What's up, bitch legs?
Cute. You still haven't learned how to cuss in our language yet.
First off, I believe you meant chopped liver. Secondly, Miss Gertie, you the one coming up here on Facebook talking about getting gas first time in 2 weeks, and then you say we dirty-minded. I'm waiting. Bump. Bump. Bump.
And grind. I don't see nothing wrong.
Bumping comments doesn't work on Facebook. And wonderful. You cuss like a caveman, Annette, but know the musical stylings of R. Kelly word for word. Anyway, yes, I did that as an attention getter. But in fact, LOL, I'm talking about my new car. My PHEV.
Your what? Your PHIV. Your car named after an STD?
Your mind. Out of the gutter now. No, my car is a Hyundai Tucson plug-in hybrid electric vehicle. My PHEV. I just got gas for the first time in 2 weeks.
OMG. OMG. I'm freaking out right now.
I know, right? Pretty unbelievable.
No, not that. You know, once you see something, you can't unseen it.
Well, yeah, I suppose.
I'm picking up what you laying down, mi hermano.
What did you just call me?
Chill out. It means brother. Go on with your story, Shuki Dudes.
All right, scroll up then. You talking about your robot car, your PHIV.
It's PHEV. Okay. What am I looking for that you can't unsee?
Yeah. What are we looking for, ass lips?
Hold on, Annette STDs. We about to get to you, okay? Gertie, you still with me, girl? Okay, so I said up above there, your cyborg car name sound like STDs.
Yeah? Shuki dudes. Wait a minute, are you on that Chiba Iba Iba again?
Lord woman, yes. But that's besides the point. You can't see it.
The farting emojis? The peach in the air? Shuki, what am I looking for? My boss is going to think I'm sick in here.
Why, are you taking a dump right now? S-wording and Facebooking? Gross, Gertie. But no. STDs. Annette STDs. I can't unsee this. Her name pronounced like an STD.
Shuki, come on, pal. Lay off, huh?
Like, do she has nieces and nephews they call her aunt and Annette STDs? Sound like a stuttering person at the health department. Talk about it. And STDs. Chirp, chirp, sounds, I'm dying.
You know what? How about I Uber over to where you at and shove your foot up my ass.
Hold on. Sugar don't get down like that now.
Insane.
Hang on a second.
That was gold. That was so good.
And STDs.
That was good, man. Chirp, chirp sounds.
She says, shove my foot up your ass.
Well, she can't cuss good in English. Oh, my God. Oh. That was wonderful. Wonderful. All right. Scene number two. We're Facebook.com/RiseGuys. YouTube at the Rise Guys. We'll be on X and Instagram and the others shortly thereafter. Scene two. Playing the role of Cliff Hanger will be Fat Boy. Playing the role of Willie Banger is Matt Mann. And playing the role of Bernie Hudson is Paige. And skip one, didn't I?
Yep. There's one more.
Playing the role of Sharon Rods is also Paige. And action.
All right, so it's true. Me and Midge broke up. But I'm here to tell the truth before the rumor mill gets started.
Well, don't leave us waiting. I mean, why the hell did y'all break up for?
We broke up. Well, we broke up because, well, she swallowed more kids than that clown for Mitt, and I'm done with her.
Well, as long as it's all just you and, well, then it don't matter, you know?
Well, that's the problem. It wasn't all just me, LOL, sideways crying laughing emoji.
Well, damn. I hate it for y'all. That ain't cool.
Hell no, it ain't cool. Like I said, that's why we broke up.
Damn, I'd hate to be around from when them burps, you know what I mean? Aw.
Yeah, hell, you ain't lying, though.
A quick question, though.
What?
Hey, what's the movie It? Like, it ain't that. If that's that, is that that clown's name or what?
Damn, I never really thought about that, I guess.
It's based on a book.
Why the hell's the book called It? Like, IT, I mean, is that the clown's name?
I think the clown is It.
No way, man.
Yeah, the clown is It.
No, I don't know much in this world, but I know that clown's name's Pennywise.
Hmm. Well, yeah, technically the clown is Pennywise.
Well, how's it technical, though?
Well, because the clown is just part of It.
I thought that big blanking alien blank at the end was It.
Yeah, it is.
Well, that ain't the damn clown then.
See, the clown is just how the big alien thing presents itself to the kids to lure them in so it can eat them like Cliff's ex-girlfriend.
Wait, the clown and the alien are the same person?
Man, I don't think it's a person.
Blank off. I mean, you know what I mean.
Yeah, they're the same alien or creature or whatever, though.
Well, blank me running. I didn't know that.
Hey, Blank and Cliff.
Yeah, that's my sister you're talking about. Delete this damn blank right now.
Wait a minute. The clown is your sister?
Blank off. Shut the blank up. My sister ain't no Pennywise, the dancing damn clown. Mind your own damn business.
Oh, look. It's Midge's brother, a.k.a. the only one that swallowed more kids than her.
You just begging to get blanked up. Bet you won't open that mouth when you ain't behind a keyboard.
Oh, yeah, I bet your sister would open her mouth for something about the size of a damn keyboard.
Okay, it's done. You did it. You begged me to stop when I'm beating the hell out of your ass.
Yeah, I'm generally scared to open my mouth when you're around because, well, hell, I ain't sure what you're going to try to stick in it.
My face.
You're gonna rupture a spleen.
Start with my fist.
Don't make me laugh.
My fist. If you won't shut the blank up.
Oh, yeah, I bet. Your fist in my mouth. It's a switch from what you're normally used to. A dude standing behind you, fish hooking both your face cheeks till you can't walk right anymore.
Insane.
I'm sorry, I broke character.
Broke character.
That's gonna break like.
Do you ever look at me in the camera? I'm over here like this. Sometimes I'm like,
he's corpsing.
I was corpsing. Call for the man. God bless.
Oh my God.
Old Midge.
I wonder if that's the real name, Midge, or if it's like a.
No, we have to change the names to protect the innocent. We won't get to that part yet. But though, that real guy, that one lady's name is really Annette Estedes, but it reads as STDs. Ass to suck. And an STDs. Let me remind you of this before we go. Kids, watch out for the apples with the razors inside.
They're coming back.
Soldiers, watch out for the hookers. Same thing.
Let's just stay away from fruit altogether.
And what you've heard is real. It's real Facebook arguments. They've been screenshot and sent in by you, the P ones, anonymously, of course, to the riseguys at AOL.com. And oh, in 3D. And as always, names changed to protect the innocent, the guilty,
and the stupid.
This has been another edition of Facebook Fussin'.
Guys, when news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Yeah.
Headlines brought to you by Gosling Electric. So we start our headlines with a story about a guy who has a problem with his brother-in-law. And if you've ever had a problem with your brother-in-law, you would appreciate this story.
I did have one try to run away from me in the store.
A brother-in-law?
After we made eye contact.
God.
Like, your sister's here, too, if you want to talk to her. But no.
Ooh. I guess not. That's interesting.
I don't have one. What were you saying, though, Paige?
I was saying that a guy turned to Reddit for advice after he passed out drunk at a family barbecue. And his brother-in-law did something pretty mean, I think. You know, I used to do that to people, those things that
put
you do.
Put pubes on their keyboard.
I was a part of something that when one Matt man passed out drunk on a ship, I didn't know that, and I actually took a picture with him.
You know, I weekend and Bernie'd her and like dozens of people.
She put her butt on your shoulders
for a picture. Not.
Well, usually she comes in with hers on hers.
All the time. Anyway.
Before she went to Senior Frogs.
I digress.
Senior Frogs is where I got up in the tall chair for the photo op and couldn't get the hell down.
I know, it's like going to Highway 11 to the Pumpkin Town Opry.
It's like, all right, I'm here now. It's like the other day when I went, I was like, all right, I'm down.
Oh, gosh.
I went down to the waterfall, now I got to get back up.
Senior
go
Frogs.
Go down from the waterfall.
Chris was like, do you know how much tequila you drank? And I said, I have no idea.
Everybody saw your frog, that's how much.
Oh, that's how much.
No, you're thinking of where it saw your browns.
That's what it was.
I saw his frog at Sawyer Brown's, and then he saw my brown at Senior Frogs.
He was dancing around at Senior Frogs with the rest of the
You saw
girls.
Big Brown there.
Oh. I did.
Big Brown was at Senior Frog. Okay.
Yeah,
hey, guys.
All right.
He was already lit.
You know they don't even have a senior special there. Hendrix
should.
Was trying to get a deal.
What the hell?
Oh, God. They should have. Why would they not have that?
Why would they not? Like, why even I'm talking not? About seniors in high school, too.
We got to teach these Bahamians how to work.
How to drink.
These free portions.
Right. So this was at a family barbecue, and his brother-in-law filled his belly button with super glue. That's
that.
Not funny.
Hell
that
no,
boy.
That's hilarious.
Because he ended up at the hospital with a bill of $2,253 and had...
All right, shame on the hospital system.
Is that United Healthcare by chance?
Had to take him to small claims court and get it paid for. But his brother-in-law still won't pay, so... He turned to Reddit for advice after he drank too much at a family barbecue. This happened.
Bull crap.
And it landed him in the ER. So the guy asked Reddit for advice because it's been a big rift in his family ever since that happened. His wife's side thinks he's overreacting and shouldn't have gone to the hospital in the first place. And he even said his wife is barely on his side, but his brother-in-law is going through a divorce and is in between jobs, so he doesn't have the money to give him.
Oh,
this is right up Judge Judy's alley.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, they got insurance.
There's a variety of judges.
To make things worse.
There's the one with the three judges.
Do you know how that works? She gets first crack. Judge, because there's a lot of cases she'll turn down, so then they'll go to Joe Brown, they'll go to Hot Bench.
And who's last on the list?
I don't know. Because there's not as
Judge
many as
Steve there, Harvey?
There's not, maybe. There's no, I don't think Larry Joe judges anymore as far as TV goes.
I think he just does infomercials.
Judge Judy's husband was on People's Court for a little bit.
During COVID.
Yep.
I remember that. They would do it from their house. He would be there, like,
weird.
They would talk about old episodes together, like a viewing party. I'm like, oh, man, y'all suffered. Just play
That's
some
sad.
Of the ones from the 90s where y'all would scream things you can't say now.
Well, they're so like CBS does.
This family had a big rift in it, and they were so upset that the mother-in-law offered to pay, and she's on a fixed income, so hasn't taken her up on that. What should he do?
They'll let you know it, too, if they are.
And so the
or claim to be.
Are saying that he should go before Judge Judy and get his money.
My income and my moo-moo's both fixed.
Remember we tried to do that? We tried to do Rise Guys Court.
You know, oh, yeah.
And that did not end well.
No.
I mean, didn't start well either.
These people need like legally binding help.
Yeah.
Instead of like an entertainment spin on it. They got a lot of requests. Some of them were real weird.
Just like Judge Judy. But I still don't know with those shows. Like, I don't read the fine print at the end. But
I just go off Reddit forums. I read.
Like, the court pays the TV show, let's say, pays the outcome, right?
Yeah, I saw somebody that went on one. They're like, you know, their insurance pays for $5,000 is the max that they can give you.
Yeah.
But you have to promise you won't sue them in a legit.
In like, a real court.
Yeah, court.
Later. God. That's what a wild.
But
no wonder immigrants come here and they're confused. They're like, wait a minute. Will I go to real court or will I go on the TV show where they're going to pay whatever happens? So I really don't give a damn if I win the case or not.
It's like the meme with the little kid scratching his chin. It's like, you mean I can come to your country, stay in a luxury hotel, and get a Nintendo Switch?
Right. Make a Home Alone 5.
Which the original meme was, you mean you got water so clean you doo-doo in it?
I think there was a Home Alone 5. There might be a 6 on the way.
There might be.
Kevin gets stuck in El Salvador.
Oh.
Brenda's not there, his wife.
Uh-oh.
He's stuck in the canal, in the Panama Canal. Oh, Noriega's.
Oh, Lord. God, did you hear about that? All those big equity firms went in and started buying ports up in the Panama Canal. And it's like, y'all, come on. We can't talk out of both sides of our mouths.
It's going to be like when the mafia was pumping all that money down there when Noriega was running Panama.
I don't think that stopped.
6 figures a month just to, you know, pass whatever through there.
Oh, there's stories, too, about old airline pilots, like from the 70s and 80s, where they were, like, knowingly, like, they just took payoffs just to...
Oh, yeah.
There would be dead bodies on the plane. There would be tons of cocaine, drugs, diamonds of gold.
Diamonds.
Fly them in from Colombia straight to just airdropping them close to Miami, and they'll just go out in the water and get them.
Yep. Just the craziness. I'm saying I wish I had a pilot's license back in the 70s and 80s.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
I got one.
That'd be great.
I'll fly them in.
All right, Paige, that was compelling, and
it wasn't enough.
Can we do more?
Yeah,
I love that. All right, let's break and come more. And it's like the regular news; they don't just do one segment.
No.
All right, so we'll come back. And what else is going on?
Well, do you know who Michael Arkinson is?
Hell no.
He was named Officer of the Year. We'll talk about him next and who he arrested.
Oh
God, it'd be somebody big.
Yeah, it did. I mean, it would have to been. Had to have been.
Like
okay.
A war criminal or something? Maybe.
Oh, I think they got all this. All right. We'll find out. Mission accomplished. We'll find out who it is and what it is. How it be. Good morning, everybody.
You can't hide. P1 Pride.
Rise Guys really is what does it for me.
This is P1 Pretty Girl 87.
This is P1 Crazy Ass White Boy.
Hey, P1 Rebel Chick. Ow!
Become a P1.
At TheRiseGuys.com.
This is The Rise Guys Morning Show.